Compass FM. Wednesday morning, we always have a chat with Murray Black, Mayor of the Hiranui. Good morning, Murray. How are you?
Good morning, Kerry. I'm very well, thank you.
That's the way. Just touching on the State Highway 7 being closed due to heavy snow. That's pretty much Waka Kotahi's responsibility. But do you have crews of council workers spread around about that can help out with this sort of situation? Is that something that happens?
Yeah, look, it is important to define who manages or administers, I guess, both roads, the roading network. So, yes, you're right. Waka Kotahi look after the state highways that dissect our region on State Highway 1, State Highway 7. And, of course, we have our own roading contractors for our internal 1,600 k's of roading network that we have across the Hiranui district. So that in itself sometimes is a challenge because, you know, there might need to be some remedial work done in Cheviot on the same day. There might also be, you know, in Waio and out the back of Amberley. So, you know, it is really difficult for our contractors to be in all places at once to do that immediate remedial work. But there is a schedule of work that is planned maintenance. And you know, that is something that should be routinely done. We do have roving crew, I guess, that does a drive-by. Yep. Just to assess and monitor.
Yep.
But also to pick up any potential spots that do need to go onto the maintenance schedule.
You've certainly got a large area to cover there, Hiranui, don't you? I mean, there's so many roads, and one of the biggest councils in the country.
Yes.
And you go through, you've got Alpine passes, you've got it's a big job.
That's right. I mean, we're the fourth largest by footprint, you know, TA, territorial authority in the country. We cover something like 8,640 square kilometres of land mass. So, you know, it is a large area, you know, we've got 1,600 k's of that is of local road that we administer through our contractors. About 800 of that is sealed, and the rest is shingle roads.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So unsealed. So yeah, it's you know, I mean, but they're a critical asset to us. Like our water, they are critical assets that actually enables our district to function, really.
Absolutely. Look, yesterday we had Mayor Dan Gordon from the WiMAC on air, and we were talking about something, and for the life of me, it sort of slipped my mind, but there was one person that Dan and yourself went to, and I said that I was going to ask you the same question, but for the life of me, I can't remember what the question was. Was it Millie? Miley?
Yeah, no, Millie Jean McElraith.
That's it.
I think that's what you may have been referring to. She has just won a Lions competition.
I think
it was on Saturday night. I wasn't at that function on Saturday night. But, yeah, Millie Jean comes from a long line of great debaters, great speech makers in her family. And they live in our community in Harden. And Millie Jean is also the chair of our Hiranui Youth Council for the second year running. She's an exceptional young lady, actually. She's also actually, I think, a Claybird, like A grade New Zealand champion.
Oh, really?
Claybird,
yeah, yeah,
Claybird shooting.
That's
yeah, like a real, yeah.
So like pull,
yeah, you know,
bang, pull,
yep,
bang. That
That's
one,
it.
Really?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, no, she's an exceptional young woman, you know. So, yeah, she's even from a little girl, she was a great debater, a great speech maker, as were the rest of her family, actually. And if I'm able to reflect on her grandparents, late Bob and Susan McElraith that lived in Harden, they donated the cups for the speech making competition at a local level. But this is more of a, I don't know whether it was regional, but it was a wider scope that Millie Jean won the speech making over the weekend. But yeah, so she's come from she's got great stock as far as speech making goes, you know.
Can you imagine the discussion around the dinner table? The meal would take 2.5 hours, and you'd probably need to have an adjudicator somewhere sitting in the kitchen.
Oh, look, I'm not prepared to actually take part in that discussion. But great young lady, and yeah, we're really proud of what she's doing in our youth council as well. Which is, she's taking some lead roles. I was with her along with some other of our youth council in Wellington. They attended the Youth for the Future. I think it was 3 or 4 days. You know, I only went up for one day to be with them. But yeah, so you know, like, and to have our young people in those leadership roles and giving them opportunities through those leadership roles is absolutely fabulous. In fact, just on Monday this week, I was up in Hamner Springs having a celebration tapa with one of our young Mayor's Task Force for Jobs, a young woman. She's been mentored and working alongside Tony Pierce from Hamner Springs Painting and Decorating, and she's just taken on her apprenticeship through this position. So, you know, that's another way that we're just observing and seeing our young people actually step into these roles. And so she's got a journey of about 3 years to do her painting apprenticeship.
Yep.
And it started in Mayor's Task Force for Jobs. So,
that's right. I remember saying that she's going to be hanging off a vacuum cleaner for 6 months, learning out how to clean up. And that's probably one of the most important things as far as trade painting is concerned. Murray, we talked about youth and the youth council and other bits and pieces. How's the council looking this week as far as Hiranui is concerned? Have you got a busy one sorted out?
Yes, it's always a busy week, actually, Tony. Tony, what am I talking about? Kerry, sorry. we didn't have a meeting yesterday, but we had a full day of a workshop, and this is all about preparing information for councillors as we lead into our long-term planning cycle, where, you know, council look strategically for the next 10 years on capital expenditure and, you know, all of the things that we need to be across. So it's quite a big body of work leading into a LTP, as we call it, a long-term plan. So we had a full day doing that yesterday, and there'll be many more of those days as we sort of prepare and lead into that formal consultation process, which will take place early next year. So it's not just it takes a lot of work. So that was yesterday. What are we up to? Wednesday, gosh, Thursday, Friday. Actually, I can't think what's in my diary for tomorrow nor Friday, but I know it is full. So yeah,
crack on. Yeah, just crack on. This is this is Tony and Murray. Tony and Murray are having a chat with you this morning. that's brilliant. No problem. No problem at all.
Yeah.
Murray, look, I know that you are busy, so I'll let you get going. It's 9:20. We'll have another chat to you next Wednesday. In fact, it won't be me. It'll be someone else having a chat to you next Wednesday. So until then, have a really, really good week in the Hiranui.
Yeah, good for you. Take care, everybody. Keep safe.
Compass FM.